Yeah. What up? It's your brother from another mother, Pistol Pete Kaufman, rocking lifestyle in the house all day, every day, coming out of New Orleans. I did the yep. That's what we do back in the New York City area when we call somebody. Yep. You do it. You start small and then you get louder. They don't do that in New Orleans. When I do that shit here, people look at me like I'm crazy. So happy Valentine's Day. This message is not just for people who are single. This message is for everyone, because I believe if you listen to this and you apply this, or you can relate to it, maybe you can pass it on to somebody that this could benefit. So obviously I'm married. I bought my wife flowers today and chocolates and whatnot. And if I didn't, my wife wouldn't have given a shit either. Like, I'm very fortunate to be married to, you can look at me, Wendy, while I'm doing this podcast. I'm very fortunate to be married to a wonderful woman that isn't down with materialistic stuff. But, you know, the tradition, whatever, not a big deal, right? You know, I still bought her the flowers and the canned chocolates, and she was appreciative. But I also want you to understand, for those of y'all who are single today or not in a relationship, don't feel bad. Don't be depressed that, you know, you're not with somebody, because, you know, that's just, you know, you'll find somebody, or the right person will enter your life when they enter your life, okay? I know that sounds super simple, like basic skills, math simple, but, you know, things happen the way they happen, and we have to allow life to work the way, let it operate the way it operates, and we can't control it. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with being by yourself on Valentine's Day. You know, you should be in love with yourself. You should, and I don't mean love with yourself, be in love with yourself from a narcissistic perspective. I mean, you know, you should love yourself enough to be comfortable being by yourself and appreciating that time with yourself alone. You know, it always bugs me out when I see people jump from relationship to relationship with no space, no break in between one failed relationship to another relationship. Because, you know, you don't want to be scared to be alone, or, you know, like, you should be very comfortable being alone and enjoy being alone and having that time yourself, and know that when the right person enters your life, they'll enter it. You can't rush it. Wouldn't you rather be in a relationship with somebody that you actually are compatible with long term than, you know, rushing into shit with the wrong person just to be in a relationship, or just to have kids, or just to tell other people you know you're married or you're dating somebody? That's craziness. But we do get into that sometimes because of society, right? There's a lot of unspoken rules of society. By this age, you should have this. And by this age, this is when you should start having children. And by this age, this is... I mean, that's all bullshit, man. There's no blueprint on how the fuck to live your life a certain way. That's up to us. You choose how to live your life a certain way. And if you're not ready to meet someone until you're fucking 50 years old, then that's the way it works in your life. And so I think it's important that, you know, that you look at, we look at life that way, because I promise you, like, it makes no sense to rush into shit for the sake of rushing into it. I had a friend of mine who got married in her 40s not too long ago, and for years, like, all the people our age were, you know, married for a decade plus, having kids, and she was always felt like she was missing out on shit. And it's like, dude, you ain't missing out on anything, because if it's now is not the time to meet the right person, now is not the time. You'll find the right person later. And that's exactly what happened. She found a dude who was super incredibly awesome, and they're happily married, and I don't know if they have any other plans for anything else besides having pets, but, you know, that's awesome. Now she's with the right dude instead of the wrong mofos and wishing that, you know, wishing and trying to control life, which we can't do that. That shit doesn't work. You can try to control that shit all you want. We are not in charge, okay? You know, so just stay open. And I hope you guys got something from this podcast. Pistol Pete Kaufman. Make sure you subscribe to this if you haven't. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. All right? Happy Valentine's Day. Single or not, it don't matter. Peace.